Hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode of Walk and Talk. I'm Taylor, one of your teachers from Fluency Academy. Do you enjoy Easter? Do you eat chocolates or do you have other family traditions? Before we get into that today, remember that you can read this dialogue as well as some other extra content on our portal, en.fluencytv.com, okay? Today, the dialogue is between two friends, Robert and Anne. It's a very special time of the year. Try to find out what Anne is doing on Sunday. Ready? Come on, listen up.
Are you ready for Easter?
Yes, I got all the sweets for all the kids.
So, what are the plans?
Oh, on Sunday morning, we're going to decorate eggshells with the kids.
That's nice. Then what?
We're going to have a family barbecue.
Are you going to have an Easter egg hunt?
Oh, you bet. I'm going to hide them really well this time.
Okay, and does Robert talk about his plans? Let's listen one more time.
Are you ready for Easter?
Yes, I got all the sweets for all the kids.
So, what are the plans?
Oh, on Sunday morning, we're going to decorate eggshells with the kids.
That's nice. Then what?
We're going to have a family barbecue.
Are you going to have an Easter egg hunt?
Oh, you bet. I'm going to hide them really well this time.
Let's get started. Speak up every time you hear this sound. Robert begins by asking Anne a question. He says, are you ready for Easter? Ready is a synonym for prepared. Repeat, ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for Easter? You have to use the preposition for to connect the word ready and the object you're ready for. So you can be ready for a party, ready for Christmas, ready for a trip, and so on. Say it again. Are you ready for Easter? Nice work. Anne is excited. She answers with, yes, I got all the sweets for all the kids. Here she is using get in the sense of buy. Natives say this a lot. Let's repeat together. Come on. Yes. I got all the sweets. Be careful with the TH sound in the. Put your tongue between your teeth. All the. Yes, I got all the sweets. Here we have another situation where we need to use for. When you buy or get something in favor of someone or something, you buy for. Or get for, so you can memorize them together, okay? So let's say that part of the sentence. For all the kids. Yes, I got all the sweets for all the kids. Try to link all of it together. Yes, I got all the sweets for all the kids. One more time. Yes, I got all the sweets for all the kids. Awesome, let's move on. Robert wants to know more.
He says, "So what are the plans?" Say it after me. So, what are the plans? So what are the plans? And now let's hear about Anne's plans. She replies with, "Oh, on Sunday morning, we're going to decorate eggshells with the kids." This is a long sentence, so let's split it in two. Repeat after me. On Sunday morning, we're going. On Sunday morning, we're going. Oh, on Sunday morning, we're going to decorate eggshells. This word refers to the hard part of the egg, the part we don't eat. Say it again. Eggshells. To decorate eggshells with the kids. To decorate eggshells with the kids. Oh, on Sunday morning, we're going to decorate eggshells with the kids. Excellent work! This tradition of painting and decorating eggshells is a common thing for children in English-speaking countries. I remember doing it a lot at school and at home as a kid. You should try it sometime. Let's say the sentence one last time before we continue. Oh, on Sunday morning, we're going to decorate eggshells with the kids. And now Robert answers saying, "That's nice." Say it with me. That's nice. That's nice. He continues saying, "Then what?" Here he uses the word "then" written with an E. It means after that. So he wants to know what she's going to do after that. Then what? Then what? That's nice. Then what? That's nice. Then what? The next activity is going to involve food. Yay! Anne says, "We're going to have a family barbecue." So they're going to grill some meats and veggies. Repeat, "We're going to have. We're going to have a family barbecue. Barbecue. A family barbecue." Now take a deep breath and say the whole thing. We're going to have a family barbecue. And now let's say it faster. We're going to have a family barbecue. The next question from Robert is about one of the most popular Easter activities in existence. He asks, "Are you going to have an Easter egg hunt?" An Easter egg hunt is when the kids have to find the hidden eggs around the house or the garden. Ready to say it? Repeat after me. Are you going to have? Are you going to have an Easter egg hunt? An Easter egg hunt? Are you going to have an Easter egg hunt? And now try linking the first words. Are you going to have? Are you going to have an Easter egg hunt? Are you going to have an Easter egg hunt? Yes, of course, this is going to be a part of Anne's Easter. Her reply in our last sentence is, "Oh, you bet. I am going to hide them really well this time." In here, we have one last interesting expression, "You bet." It's a way of saying, "For sure, certainly." It's a strong way of saying that the other person is right. Okay, say it with me. Oh, you bet. Oh, you bet. I am going to hide them. There's a strong linking sound between hide and them. Hide them. Repeat, hide them. I am going to hide them really well this time. Really well this time. I am going to hide them really well this time. Oh, you bet. I am going to hide them really well this time. Awesome work. That was our last sentence. Did you notice that they used to be going to a lot in this conversation? That's because they're talking about future plans. If you want to know more about future forms, check out our portal. And now that we're done with this message, it's time to listen to the dialogue for the last time. Come on.
Are you ready for Easter?
Yes, I got all the sweets for all the kids.
So, what are the plans?
Oh, on Sunday morning, we're going to decorate eggshells with the kids.
That's nice. Then what?
We're going to have a family barbecue.
Are you going to have an Easter egg hunt?
Oh, you bet. I'm going to hide them really well this time. Okay, was the dialogue easy to understand this time? Thanks for staying with me until the end of the episode. Remember, you can access our social media platforms to learn even more with tons of free content we've prepared for you. You can check our Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube channel. Just search for Fluency TV English. And also, don't forget to check our portal, en.fluencytv.com, to read the transcription of this episode, okay? That's it for now, guys. Thanks again for joining me. I hope you have an awesome week. See you next time. Bye.